American State Trials, 1918, Volume X. Leo Frank. Document page 597. Here is the translated text as follows. Orrin DeWolf, 565. Someone told him that Stiles wished him to go and see his wife, and he visited her. After some days, as she did not get better, he said, "If she does not get well by the 1st of January, I should leave her, or I would kill you if I had to wallow to my knees in blood." I said to him that I told his wife that I was diseased. He said that he did not know anything about it. Things continued in this manner until Monday night before Stiles' death. I went to Stiles' house. Stiles was absent. His wife told me I must look out for Stiles, that he might do me some injury. Tuesday night, I went to Stiles' house. When I went to supper, Stiles said he wanted to go on a spree. I told him that if he would come down to the stable, I would take a horse and go out with him. He came down in about an hour while I was harnessing a horse. I asked him where he wished to go. He said that he would go to Cobley's. He inquired if I thought Cobley had any gin. I said I had better carry some out. I took a bottle and got a pint at the apothecary's on the pretense of wanting it for a sick horse. We went to Moore's Tavern and stopped there. Stiles went in and drank there twice. We went from there to Cobley's on foot. At Cobley's, I went in first. Stiles came after. I went out and spoke to Cobley, told him that I had brought some gin, and told him not to let Stiles know that I had brought it, but if he called for any, to let him have it. Stiles soon called for some, and we all drank of it. Stiles drank three times and was much intoxicated. I then went for the horse and sleigh, and Cobley assisted in putting him into the sleigh. I then brought him to the stable. I unhitched the horse, drew the sleigh into the barn, and with the assistance of Baldwin, carried Stiles upstairs and laid him onto the bed. Baldwin stayed a few minutes when someone came in. They soon both went out. After a short time, the person came in again and inquired if Stiles had any property. I told him that he had. We were talking about it when Stiles said that he had lost a good deal. I said to him, "You need not whine. You will lose nothing by me." I then owed Stiles $50. He said, "You lie, goddamn you, and that is not all. You have given my wife a disease." He rose up as if he was coming at me. I said, "I wish that he had liquor enough down him to kill him." Someone said, "Why don't you kill him?" I said that I want to kill him. Someone said that he had as lief kill him as kill a snake. I then told him that I would not grudge giving anyone the $50 that would do it. He said that he would do it for half the money. I told him that if he wanted to do it, and went out, unharnessed the horse, fixed the bedding, and took care of him for the night. In about 10 minutes, the person came down. I asked him if he had done it. He said that he had. He went out of the barn. I went up, took hold of Stiles, and spoke to him, supposing him dead. I went then to the house and told them that there was a man at the barn, either very drunk or dead. Nathaniel Watson and Edwards went there and advised me to go to the doctor's, which I did, and afterwards went for the coroner and sexton. I told Watson and Edwards where I had been. They advised me not to let it be known.